shoulder dystocia, managing an obstetric emergency. Which one of the following statements about risk factors for shoulder dystocia is correct? A. Fetal macrosomia has little relationship to the incidence of shoulder dystocia. B. Women with a history of shoulder dystocia have more than an 8-fold risk of shoulder dystocia in future deliveries. C. Gestational diabetes mellitus, but not pre-existing maternal diabetes, is associated with shoulder dystocia. D. Low maternal body mass index is a significant risk factor for shoulder dystocia.